This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for today, the following are high school basketball scores from last night, February the 10th, for the WLEW and WHST listening area. There was only two games of note in the listening area for the boys' teams last night, with Birch Run taking a 54-50 win against Ovid Elise, and Grand Blanc had 78 points, well ahead of Lapeer's 28. Things were a bit busier for the girls last night, with quite a few more games in our listening area for the girls' teams. Bad Axe with 34 beat Millington with 27. The Bay City All Saints had 43 over Carsonville Port Sanilac 28. Caro with 37 narrowly nudged out Unionville Sebring with 35. Croswell Lexington had 59 points, defeating Emily City with 47. Deckerville had 61 points, well ahead of Mayville's 15. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers with 38 nudged out Reese with 36. Kindy North Huron had 33, going up against Akron Fairgrove with 15. Kingston had 62, overcoming Lake Orion with 41. Marlette with 36 was just ahead of Memphis's 33. Ovid Elise with 66 defeated Birch Run with 13. And Owendale Gagetown had 55 points, defeating Caseville with an even 40. For more sports scores and stories, you can always go to our website, thumbnet.net/sports. And another news for today. The Tuscola Township Board of Trustees kept their word to shoulder some of the responsibility for the purchase of new equipment. At the last township meeting, the board approved paying the $71,174 to the Vassar City Fire Department. That amount is Tuscola Township's portion of the cost for a new truck for the fire department. Also, the board appointed Bob Whitney to the Bullard Sanford Library Board to fill a current vacancy. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your further news right after this.
Hi, it's Tyler. Did you know all sales of our regular inventory at Al Hansen Motors include a powertrain warranty at no cost to you? And did you know that at Al Hansen Motors, we never charge dock fees or prep fees? Lastly, did you know that at Al Hansen Motors, we don't charge finance fees? That's why people love to buy their next vehicle from us. No hidden fees, no gimmicks, just straightforward deals that are always open to reasonable negotiation. This week I'm featuring a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon and it's in great shape. It has Android Auto, Apple CarPlay, heated mirrors, a backup camera, and more. It only has 78,000 miles and we're asking $12,580. I also have a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It's equipped with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, a backup camera, and remote start. It's in like new condition and has 43,000 miles. We're asking $19,980. If you're looking for a four-wheel drive for under 15 grand, I have a 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4. It has 94,000 miles and we're asking $13,780. And wrapping up, I have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4. It's fully loaded and has a 5.7 Hemi V8 with 88,000 miles. We're asking $28,780.
I'm Al Hansen and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for today. Some purchases were approved during the last Sebring Village Council meeting. The council approved the allocation of additional funds in the amount of $1,765 to purchase wireless radios for the DPW, the purchase of a tabletop microphone set with an amplifier and speaker, was approved at a cost not to exceed $1,400. The rest of the meeting dealt with approving some more routine matters. The village council will continue to meet at the village hall at 22 North Center Street at 7 p.m. on the third Monday of the month. The council approved the Sebring Chamber of Commerce's request to use village grounds for special events such as an Easter egg hunt, the Sugar Festival, Moonlight Madness, and the Spirit of Christmas event. The council also reappointed Doug Deming, Scott Myers, and Nick Schenke to the Harbor Commission Board, and they will each serve a 3-year term that will be ending on January the 20th of 2029. And in other news for today, at approximately 6:30 p.m. on February the 6th, investigators with the Sanilac County Drug Task Force initiated a traffic stop in the city of Sandusky as part of an ongoing probe into methamphetamine distribution within Sanilac County. During the stop, officers discovered more than 113 grams of methamphetamine inside the vehicle. A 33-year-old Sandusky man was taken into custody and then transported to the Sanilac County Jail, where he is currently being held pending arraignment on several drug-related charges. Assistance at the scene was provided by the Lapeer County Sheriff's Canine Unit and the Sandusky Police Department. Due to the active nature of the investigation, no further details are being released at this time. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.